Welcome to our Thursday Thoughts, a weekly podcast brought to you by Bainology and Leadership Logistics, LLC. I am your host, Jeff Bain. Each week, we will highlight a leadership element from my 45-year career of striving for excellence. I will offer you my pondering thoughts on my experiences both with unique opportunities and significant challenges. For the next few minutes, I encourage you to sit back, relax, and reflect on how you might best enhance your leadership skill set. This week's Thursday Thought Bainology podcast comes to you from a unique angle, I believe, and I think you will really enjoy, so please stay tuned and listen to all of it. I've been having trouble coming up with the title and the introduction that I wanted as a subject matter, and I really couldn't put my arms around it. And it was my frustration with so-called leaders that are really close-minded to new ideas and new opportunities because they're set in their ways. And sometimes it's more than just not paying attention or ignoring you. It's actually sometimes listening to you, but really not giving it any value because they're so close-minded. And to be a true leader, you have to have open-mindedness to make it work. If not, you're just a dictator, and it's a short-term opportunity for you to potentially lead something that could be very worthy. So today, as a result of a sermon that Pastor Zach Moffitt, the pastor at First United Methodist Church, Pulaski, actually had a subject that kept me awake the entire time. And it was the answer to what I was looking for as for a title, and he explained it a whole lot better than I could explain it to you, on having a diversified mindset. Now, this diversity is not, as we often hear about it, as minorities or other things like that with personal differences. It's a diversified mindset that he speaks to, a diversified mindset. So I've asked Pastor Zach to speak with us today on the importance of all of us, just leaders, followers, any of us, to have that diversified mindset for our communities to grow and our personalities to grow and our spirit to grow. So, Pastor Zach, I turn it over to you, sir. Thank you for joining us again.
And it is a joy to always be with you all on this wonderful podcast platform. And I want to thank Jeff for inviting me for now the third time to be a guest on his podcast. It is a joy, as I said, to be with you all. A couple of weeks ago, Jeff approached me and asked if I would expand a little more on a topic that we had talked about, or that I had talked about in a sermon about a month and a half ago about diversity mindset. And he was intrigued because we were in the middle of a sermon series at the church through January and February about spiritual gifts. These are gifts that come and are bestowed upon people by God that are used to help further the ministry of the church and to help spread God's message of compassion and hope, peace, love, joy, etc. And some of these gifts range from different things. There's the spiritual gift of healing. There's the spiritual gift of compassion. There's the spiritual gift of administration. The spiritual gift of discernment. You get the idea. Different gifts that are not given to everybody that help round out the body as we seek to do different things, as we seek to think through our ministries, as we seek to think through what it means to be in ministry with different people and all of those wonderful things. And there's one particular sermon that I was preaching in the church, and we were talking about diving deeper into this understanding of spiritual gifts, and we talked about the fact in church, if we all looked around, we would recognize that not every one of us had the same spiritual gifts. And we talked about how that, in fact, is a good thing, that there is a diversity of gifts present in that room, even if folks hadn't taken the inventory that we had sent them to figure out what their spiritual gifts might be. And we talked about how beautiful that was, because if everyone in that room that morning had the same spiritual gifts, it would be kind of a boring place to worship if we were honest with ourselves. And from that, we talked about the beauty of diversity, that diversity isn't something to be feared. Diversity isn't something to be wary of. Diversity isn't something to shrink from, but that diversity in reality is a beautiful gift from God. Because the truth of the matter is, when we all get to heaven, it's not going to look like us, right? It's not all going to look like me as a white man. And sometimes when we talk about diversity, we fall into the trap of what typically comes to mind when we think of diversity. We fall into the trap of black and white, male, female, socioeconomic status. But there's another diversity that I think often gets overlooked, and that's the diversity of different worldviews, different mindsets. And that, I think, is at the crux of what we talk about when we talk about diversity, because the fact of the matter is the other diverse things we talk about, like skin color or gender, all of that comes or gives us an idea or a way in which we see the world. I don't know if you've noticed, but we live in a very polarized time. We live in a time when division is running rampant, when partisan politics are just extremely toxic. Today is March 6th, and yesterday was Super Tuesday across the country, March 5th, in which we, those of us who voted, went to the polls to cast our votes in whatever political party's primary that you chose to vote in. Super Tuesday for me is a reminder that we are about to have to get ready for an onslaught of politics and political ads and vitriolic and toxic rhetoric from both sides. And I think in our predominant culture, we've lost the sight of the beauty of diversity, that a diversity mindset, diverse thinking, is truly what makes the world go round. And you may be wondering why I'm taking this roundabout way to talk about it. But in the church, we can't get around the fact that there will always be a diversity of thought. And not only in the church, but in life. We can't get around the fact that not everyone is going to agree on exactly everything I believe or agree with. In fact, much like we talked about with the spiritual gifts, much like we talked about in that sermon that one Sunday I preached at Pulaski First, it would be a very boring world if everyone agreed and thought exactly the way I believed or thought. And if everyone believed and thought the way I believe and the way I think, then there would never be an opportunity for me to grow. For me to grow in my understanding, for me to grow in my capacity to offer grace, for me to grow and expand my worldview, for me to challenge my own ideas. I'm reminded of a story in the Gospels. It's the night before Jesus goes to the cross in the Gospel of John, and he's in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he's praying. And in John's Gospel, the prayer Jesus prays isn't the prayer we read about in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, where he's asking God to allow the cup that he's about to receive to pass over him. This prayer in John is different. He prays for the church and for followers of him to be one as he and God the Father are one. And what's interesting about that prayer is Jesus doesn't pray for us to be uniform in everything. Jesus isn't naive enough to think that his disciples, after his crucifixion and his resurrection, are going to agree on everything. In fact, when we read the book of Acts, we see that is the last thing that happens, that from the get-go, the early church is already in the midst of disagreement and conflict over certain issues of the inclusion of Gentiles. I don't think Jesus is naive in thinking that we are always going to agree. Rather, that prayer that Jesus prays is saturated with a language about love. I think Jesus recognizes we're not going to agree on everything. He's not praying for us to be one in agreement of thought or belief or action. Jesus is praying that we be one in love. And what that means is that in the midst of diversity, in the midst of these diverse mindsets, in the midst of these diverse worldviews, that when disagreement does arise, we lean into the Christ commandment to love one another. That we can disagree and not divide. We can disagree and not be disagreeable. We can disagree and love. And I think we will find that in those moments of disagreement, in the revelation that we all have a diverse mindset, that we all have a different worldview, we will find our ability to love one another. We will find our capacity to offer grace. We will find our capacity to live in the gray, which is where most of life happens, to grow. We will find ourselves more loving, more compassionate, more oriented towards a justice that seeks the flourishing of life. And we'll recognize and learn the power and the art of humility, of recognizing that my worldview is not the only way of seeing things. And maybe, just maybe, if I'm humble enough and if I lean into God's call to love enough, I might just see that my worldview might need to change. And that can't happen if we limit who we listen to or if we shy away from a diverse understanding or a diverse view of the world. So if I had to issue a challenge, my challenge would be don't silo yourself. Don't surround yourself and place yourself in a bubble in which everyone agrees with you. Challenge yourself to read and to listen to and to hear stories from people who come from different walks of life, even if you know they may not have the exact same beliefs as you, because it is in that we grow in our ability to be more compassionate, to be more loving, to be more humble. We'll grow in our capacity to be more human. And that, I think, is what the world needs, is more people willing to embrace love and humility and peace. Thanks for letting me join you today, and God bless.
Thank you for joining us and sharing your valuable time. We hope that we were able to provide you with at least one golden nugget takeaway to help enhance your leadership foundation. If I can be of any assistance to you or my team to help you or your organization, please visit us at leadershiplogisticsllc.com. We would be honored to have the opportunity to assist you in building and reflecting a strong brand. An investment in your brand is an investment for your success. Excellence is a choice, a mindset, executed every day with a plan and with a purpose. There are no off days in building your brand. Thus, every day is game day.